Mr. Gawaitis, will conduct your hearing, sir? Now, you gonna have an interpreter on your end, sir?
Yeah, there is one here.
Okay. So the next question here will be that of the Honorable Mr. Willie Gawaitis. He's going to conduct your hearing, sir. He's gonna lead your hearing.
Can I put it on speakerphone? Do I have access to it?
Hello, sir, this is Louis Quinones. May I have your name, just for the record?
This is Correctional Officer 3, Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E.
Thank you, sir, and I assume you'll be interpreting for Mr. Avila?
That's correct.
So you're just gonna relay by phone?
Yes, sir.
Am I clear to you? I wanna make sure, because I'm gonna try to move at a decent pace, so not to overwhelm you.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get started. I'll begin by saying good morning to Mr. Avila. Can he state his full name and ADC number for the record?
Avila, 47, Old Mountain Road.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Mr. Avila is appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole or absolute discharge. Home arrest is not an option based on an immigration detainer. I'd like to introduce him to the members of the board. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead. I will begin the hearing with a summary. Mr. Avila is 71 years old. On September 23, 1983, he was found guilty by jury trial for armed robbery committed while on release. The crime occurred on June 5th, 1983. He was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. His other two charges have already expired. He was approximately 35 years old at the time of the offense. He has been eligible for parole since
April 9, 2013. That's 2013, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It should be noted that Mr. Avila has an ICE detainer. Likewise, he has a criminal history, which includes past arrests for disorderly conduct and trafficking in stolen property.
Okay. report de propiedad que has robado.
And a felony conviction for burglary.
Es una felonía para robar, pero...
Again, he was on parole at the time of his conviction. I will read a short summary of the offense. On June 5th, 1983, at about 11 o'clock p.m., Mr. Aguilar was at a downtown bar, and I believe this is in Tucson. Where a witness said that he attempted to sell a revolver for $70. Later, Mr. Aguilar met with two male subjects, one of them juvenile. And they went to a convenience store in Euclid and Broadway. At approximately 1 o'clock a.m., the three entered the store. And while Mr. Aguilar displayed a handgun, the juvenile took a female clerk by the arm to the cash register to ask her for money. During the robbery, Mr. Aguilar fired a shot from his weapon. Hitting the ceiling near the west end of the store. The three fled on foot and were The three fled on foot and were apprehended by the police. And again, that is just a summary of the events. According to Mr. Aguilar's progress report, he has received programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections. He has a release plan that includes living at Church on the Street halfway house. He has 7 pages of disciplinary actions in the Department of Corrections. From 1983 through
2018.
His last ticket was a minor. In
2018,
for disrupting count, and his last major was in June of 2016.
El último ticket fue Major en junio del 2016.
For possession of drugs.
Por posesión de drogas.
We have no letters of support in his parole packet.
No tiene nada de notas, letras en su corte de parole.
This is his 13th hearing before the board.
Esta es su 13 junta con parole.
Mr. Avila, this is another chance for the board to get to know you.
Esta es otra oportunidad para que lo puedan conocer y dar su soporte para poder salir.
Please tell us about the crime that resulted in his incarceration. And why he should be considered for supervised release.
He says when he came from Cuba, yes, he was at a bar. That he was inebriated, he was drunk. And those two other subjects arrived to the bar. Told him Avila. They told him that he wanted to sell that revolver. He said no. And they told him if he wanted to help them go rob a convenience store. And that when they arrived at the store, they were the ones that initiated the robbery. And on the day of the court date, and at the court date, they basically told in the court that he was the conspirator, he was the one that started everything. And he says that those two subjects never got charged and never released. Basically saying that he was the one that initiated everything. And he said that if you can give him an opportunity to change his life. He says he's too old to be in this environment. He says he's a colon cancer survivor. He's diabetic. And that he's sick.
Okay. If Mr. Avila wants his freedom, and I recognize that he's been sick. Why has he had so much discipline inside the Department of Corrections up until this last year?
Porque has tenido tantos tiquetes durante el tiempo que has estado en la prisión. He says that the majority of the disciplinary actions that he's had to do them because it's basically if he doesn't do something, then it all falls him, all falls everything on him. So he says the COs have rules and guidelines, and also the inmate population has rules.
Tell him on June 16, 2016, he had a major for possession of drugs.
En junio de 2016, la te hallaron con una cantidad de drogas. He says it was a drug paraphernalia, it was a paper item. Had some type of residue of heroin, he says. And he said they never found him with any amount of drugs.
Tell Mr. Aguilar that he has security threat group notes in Ames.
He says he's never been involved with any type of STGs. And he says that if you want, you can talk to SSU.
Is that still your plan, sir?
So realmente en el futuro cerca, si te fueran a si pudieras salir, todavía ibas a ir al ese halfway house. Yes, he said yes, he would get released and go to the halfway house.
My next question would be, do you have any relatives or supporters in the community at this point in the state of Arizona?
He says no, all of his family is in Cuba.
When was the last time he had contact with his family in Cuba?
He says never.
Ask him why he feels that he's qualified to be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. In his opinion, why should this board even consider in view of the crime, the nature of the crime that he committed?
He's a general.
Hmm? He said that he'd like to have an opportunity to be another person outside, and that person that he wants to be in prison. He can't be that person in prison, and he'd like to have an opportunity to be able to change outside.
Okay.
He says he wants to basically restart his life over. If he had an opportunity, he would never step foot again in prison. He would obey the law and never get in trouble again. He says that he'll leave the prison population for the younger kids, the younger population that comes in. He says, as when you population, the younger generation that comes in, he says he likes to advise them of how to better, how to adjust their life in here, and basically advises them to do better so they can have an opportunity to go out in the real world and still have an opportunity to do better things.
Okay, well, tell him thanks so very much for his answer, and thank you so very much. And thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Colonis.
For
his question.
Yes, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Bruno, I'm trying to understand. You have a detainer in here by the U.S. Department of Justice. Do you know what that detainer's for?
He says he was a refugee, and that's the reason why that detainer is from the U.S. Department of Justice.
So, and maybe I may have missed it. I did see a letter in here from the halfway house, but I didn't, it was old. I didn't see anything recent.
2014.
Yeah, 14 days.
Has he had any further contact? Because the letter on Church on the Street is in September of 2014.
If he's had contact with that halfway house?
With Church on the Street. The letter that's in the Bible is from 2014. Does that mean that as a refugee he wouldn't be deported back to Cuba?
He says he can't be deported back to Cuba because he is a refugee. He said he came over when Jimmy Carter said to send all refugees over to the United States.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Cahill.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Officer?
Yes?
Ask Mr. Aguilar if he was a criminal before he came here.
He says this is the only offense that he's committed, that he never did any criminal acts outside of a prison besides this offense?
What did we do to be declared a refugee from Cuba? Is there a final statement he would like to make to the board?
He says no, but God bless you all, and you know, he knows that you guys have the final say on this.
Tell Mr. Avila thank you.
Gracias.
The board will be going into discussion. We will vote on his case and give him a decision in just a few minutes. Thank you, officer. I recognize that you're going to have to interpret for the discussion going on, so I'll try to keep it simple. Okay, sir?
Okay. All right.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this case is a little challenging.
Este caso es un poco trabajoso.
Because Mr. Avila is 71 years old.
Que tiene 71 años.
I recognize that he has been ill inside the Department of Corrections.
Ellos ya saben que has estado enfermo aquí en la prisión.
But I cannot look past the tremendous amount of discipline he's had inside the Department of Corrections. It's 7 pages.
Pero ellos no pueden mirar más adelante por todos los tiquetes que has tenido de 7 páginas.
And he has little in the way of a current release plan.
Que no tienes mucho planeado cuando salgas.
And that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Que ahí van a empezar la...
Yes, Honorable Ms. Windhouse.
I agree with you, Mr. Quinones. I'm concerned about the amount of discipline and the even. And even though he denies, there is indication of security threat group involvement.
Mr. Johnson, sorry, thank you.
I just, I'm not quite understanding about the refugee status in the hold, because he's on a refugee status as a hold by, and he has a hold on him, but he's not eligible for home arrest, which means that he would get out on a regular parole. So I think with that, I'm concerned about the extensive criminal history that he's had in prison, as well as the drug use, possession of the fuses that he's had in there. at this time. There's a lot of history of citations that he's received since he's been incarcerated up to recently this year.
Johnson, any further input from fellow board members?
Yes, sir. I agree with our colleagues. I think that I just don't see any justification at this time for him to be released on the streets at this time. I think that in view of his history, and as you already stated, the 7 pages of disciplines, including the recent ones, I just cannot see where he would be a good citizen if he were released at this time, sir.
Thank you, Bob. So with board members, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is for Mr. Pedro Avila, ADC number 047094, to deny regular parole or absolute discharge, pardon me. And based on the year of crime, we have no means of making a set off.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Whitmouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Neal. Release type denied is, let me try to check the right box. Okay, for is regular parole or absolute discharge. And reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, trauma to the victim, violation of previous parole, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction. So I checked this, let me double check, but I think he had assaultive behavior in his discipline somewhere in there. Hold on a second. Yes, history of assaultive behavior. And last, no family or community support system. Officer, if you can tell Mr. Avila, the board was voted unanimously to deny regular parole or absolute discharge.
He says, if this is over.
Yes, did he hear, I heard you repeat to him, but did he hear the reasons for our denial?
Yes, I explained those reasons to him.
Tell Mr. Avila that he'll be certified for another hearing in approximately 6 months. And this will end our hearing. Thank you for interpreting, officer.
All right, no problem, you're welcome.